Good morning. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. Will it snow? The National Weather Service says it just might. Don has the forecast for you right after the news. WRGC of Silva says a man has now been charged in the death of two people killed on a motorcycle this summer in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Clyde L. Grubbs, age 74, of Cincinnati, Ohio, faces misdemeanor death by motor vehicle and driving left of center, according to a park spokesperson. He's scheduled for a hearing in U.S. District Court in Asheville December 14th. Motorcyclist Charles Earl Bolt, age 55, and his wife Diane Bolt, age 55, died when their Harley-Davidson was hit head-on. They were from Belton, South Carolina. District Attorney Jeff Hunt says he will run for re-election. Hunt serves District 29B, which covers Henderson, Transylvania, and Polk counties. Hunt made the comments while addressing the Hendersonville Rotary Club this week. He says he continues to prioritize DWI cases, among others, and he says our district continues to have one of the highest conviction rates of DWIs in the state. A press release from Hunt says he's available to speak by appointment to local civic groups, church groups, and high school classes. The County Commissioners of Transylvania will hold their regular meeting on Monday night. It will be in the large courtroom at the courthouse starting at 7 o'clock. A public hearing will be held during the meeting on the Community Development Block Grant for Gaia Herbs. Speakers will be limited to between 3 and 5 minutes. And Brevard City Council also meets on Monday at 7. That meeting is in City Council Chambers on West Main Street. On the agenda, the council will consider bids to improve the city water system. City Manager Joe Moore says the current economy is working for Brevard, as it means the city has received bids much lower than budgeted. The City Council will also recognize Glenda Sansosti, who's retiring from her job with the city after many years. And don't forget the seasonal flu shot clinics, one today and one tomorrow, being put on by Transylvania Regional Hospital. There's one this morning at TRH Home Care Office next to Go Grocery from 8 a.m. until noon. And there's a seasonal flu shot clinic tomorrow at the Chamber of Commerce building on East Main Street from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The cost is $30 for those over age 18 unless you have Medicare Part B. And there's a flu shot clinic for the H1N1 or swine flu virus that will be at the Pisgah Forest Elementary School on Saturday from 8:30 a.m. until 1 for priority groups. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.